Joey, Joey, Joey. Oh, yeah, tell him something. Joe, this was the moment, right? Just as Kelly Clark sang to us so long ago. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. And after Joe Biden struggled to walk down the infinite hallway, there's a certain shot. It was made famous in Jaws, and I made it a point to look this up. It's the one where Brody's on the beach and the kid starts. By the way, spoilers for Jaws, I guess. When Brody's on the beach and the kid gets killed, and they have that zoom. It's not called a reverse zoom shot, but it felt like that. If somebody could probably find it and put a picture of it in the chat room or GIF in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, that would be super helpful so some people could know what I'm actually talking about. But that essentially is a reverse zoom shot that was made famous by Spielberg. That's what it felt like watching Joe Biden lumber down the hallway with his face mask on all by himself. This was his moment that Joe, thank you, Schaefer. That's the shot I'm talking about. That's what it felt like watching. And if anybody knows what that shot is technically called, I know there's a specific name. I just don't know what it is. Oh, I do. I just forgot. Much like all of my academia stuff. So Joe stumbling, bumbling, not really knowing what he's doing. And then he speaks for 25 minutes. But I marked this as I watched it. At about 8 minutes, it's all downhill. He had about 8 solid minutes of being able to speak. And then I think around the 8:30 mark, the stumbling and the ship, all that started. And somehow, the Pulp Fiction adrenaline shot that they gave him right before he walked out barely lasted. Oh, it's a dolly zoom. Thank you. The shot in Jaws is called a dolly zoom. Thank you, Schaefer. I knew it was something like that. But you see it all the time in films. That was the first time a dolly zoom was ever done, was in Jaws. Spielberg made it famous. Actually, no, it was Hitchcock. Hitchcock did it first, and then Spielberg made it famous. Anyway, so Joe is rambling on about, and typical political nonsense speech.
One year ago, the virus, unchecked and unfazed.
This is not the Walking Dead, bro. This is a flu virus. This is a flu virus. You're talking about, like, this thing invaded San Diego and popped off around the rest of the country.
And he's still, and then looking for light in the darkness.
And once he started quoting authors, I'm going, all right, obviously this is a filler. Obviously this is a filler because we can't make it the whole speech because it's all a bunch of nonsense. And he's mumbling on about frontline workers and how they're our heroes. All the standard nonsense that we've come to expect. Listen to Dr. Fauci. He's the smartest of the smart guys. All of it's just blah, blah, ridiculous. And there's a great article from the American Thinker we're going to read in the next segment of the program in a couple minutes. Biden's scary, boring, and bizarre address to the nation. His scary, boring, and bizarre address to the nation. But before that, in case you missed it, this idea, first of all, he said all Americans will be eligible to get a vaccine at no later than May 1st. What does that mean? What does that mean? Eligible or forced? What are you talking about that? That's a very specific date. Everybody will have one by May 1st. Well, that's cool. I ain't taking one. Somebody can have mine. Somebody wants to get the jabby jab, they can.
But that's that. And then secondly, the one that really everybody got was this line here. And this was the highlight of the speech. And you know, this is a very important part of the speech. I don't know why they didn't put it up sooner or put it up earlier in the speech, because by this point in the speech, Joe Biden is so lost, MapQuest cannot help him get back on track. So this is the line that was the supposedly crown jewel of last night's speech.
I need you. I need every American.
I need you. Help me. Help you. Help me. Help you. Show me the vaccine. All right.
American to do their part. And that's not hyperbole. I need you.
I need you.
I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity. And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well. Because here's the point.
What does that mean? Help your family, friend. What? Tattletale? Do you want like roving bands of neighbors acting like Bullseye from Marvel Comics tossing out vaccines at people?
He wants you to drive them to CVS. Force them out of their home if you have to. Make sure they get their vaccine.
So, Justin, I'm walking to get the mail, and it's going to turn into a high-stakes game of tag?
You better watch out for them white vaccine vans in your neighborhood, because they're going to black bag you and take you to CVS. And
right. Not even. They're going to be like ninjas. They're going to be behind the tree. And they're going to go, jab you! And they're just going to hit you real quick.
Yeah, forget throwing stars. You got throwing needles.
Bam! You got vaccinated, sucker. Oh, what? What are you doing? Is that what Creepy Joe wants now?
That's what Creepy Joe wants. And some ninja's going to get you, and you're going to go, clever girl.
That's right. I think I'm good. I'm here at Brookshire Brothers, and there's nobody around, and I think, all right, I'm going to go to the self-checkout. Ninja, boom! Oh, clever girl. Yep, because you know what happened to the guy at the clever girl line? Oh, yep, that's fantastic that Joe is going to, I need you, I need you. You are my number one guy to get your friends vaccinated. All right, you are turning into I can't even say a bad Disney villain. You're just like a bad cartoon villain.
We know what happened to that character in Batman when you're my number one guy.
Do you sense a pattern here, Justin? There's a pattern going on between clever girl guy and you're my number one guy.
But is he referring to Kamala, though, in that sense?
No, because she's 1A. I'm surprised she wasn't standing like next to one of those flags or like behind. Maybe she was. Maybe she was doing the trust fall exercise right behind Joe in case he stumbled. But Joe wants random bands of people running around your neighborhood with these vaccines. Probably have scorecards. Hey, did you get Rick? Yeah, I did. I got him last week. Ah, but we can't. Mark, man, Mark is good. He wears camo. That's right. By the way, go get some camo, some digital camo so you can blend into your environment so they can't get you. So they can't get you.
If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout or a barbecue.
I went to a bar last night, Joe, and that bar was packed. And they had live music, and we drank beer. That's right, I like beer. We all drank beer and hung out, and the tables were close together, and nobody was wearing masks except like one or two idiots, and it was awesome.
We're going to a block party this weekend.
Going to a block party.
Several bars and restaurants in Old Town Slidell said, hey, we're having a St. Patty's block party. Come on down. Crawfish, beer, drinks, pizza, whatever you want.
That's right. The 4th of July, it's like an Independence Day 2.0.
Bro. Nope. How about this? How about you stay in the White House with that Faustian bargain you made to get there, and I'll just go live my life. That's what's gonna happen, Joey. Trying to talk to me like a Southern, I don't want to say a bad Baptist preacher. I don't want to put that on. Just a bad revival top preacher. Oh, you got the vaccine, you're cured. Nah, nah, nah. Everybody starts dancing around. Oh, happy day. I don't know who thinks, and obviously, the people who are not as brilliant and intellectual and obviously as good looking as my listeners here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, not everybody thinks the way we do. There's a lot of people who are sitting there just glowing in front of their TV going, oh, Joe, tell us, please. Okay, the 4th of July. We just have to hold out till then. What do you mean you just have to hold out till then? All that is, and it is Stockholm Syndrome. It is Stockholm Syndrome. Just a little bit more. Get your vaccine and just wait a couple more months. Just wait a couple more months. How about July 4th, right? Because we all know July 4th. Oh, it's a great holiday. Oh, yay! We'll all celebrate together in small groups. Excuse me, Joe Biden. You do realize that my beautiful wife is Mexican, so there is no such thing as a small group. And my Mexican peeps listening will get that. That's not a racist joke. That's actually a statement of fact. There is no such thing as a small group. Italians as well. Italians, Mexicans, not really the Irish, because everybody's on the floor at that a couple minutes in. So it's not really a gathering as more as it's just like a long nap. There's just a lot of them. You just got to find a place on the floor to sleep. But what are you doing with this small group nonsense? And I love how the tone is being set that we'll give you guidelines that are more like guidelines. If we're going to go guidelines, I'm going Pirates of the Caribbean guidelines. They're not rules. They're more like guidelines, which means I ain't going to follow them. But on a more nefarious tone, on a more nefarious look, the way this thing is set up, getting your family and friends vaccinated, you're only allowed to be in small groups. It is truly frightening. I know I try to look at things on a more lighthearted note because that's just my nature. But to understand the level of desperation that is being trotted out here. And also, the height on vaccines, they're trying to celebrate it and they're trying to give these vaccines away. Much like we got to a point where, they couldn't find people to test anymore. We're getting to a point where the people who wanted the vaccine got it. This myth, this narrative that people don't have access to the vaccine. First of all, which one? Because if it's the AstraZeneca one, you need to run away from it. It's going to give you blood clots and it's going to kill you. Or at least look at what the people that's happening in Europe. Which one are they going to give you? They have stockpiles of vaccines. There was a report there's a stockpile in Maryland of the AstraZeneca one. There, folks, people don't want it anymore.
And it's not just conspiracy theorist Alex Jones people. There are good, reasonable people that are going, you fast-tracked this sucker in like 6 weeks. I don't think I'm going to do that. Well, we need you to get, why the push to get vaccinated? Everybody that's going to get vaccinated will get vaccinated. And that in and of itself should be enough to curb whatever spread or whatever you're fearing. You're going to be safe. That should be crazy. You got your vaccine, right? You should feel safe. You shouldn't care if I get it and die.